And now for part two of my conversation with Ari Huniford of Awkwardly Zen, in which we talk about philosophy of the site, structure, how you can do it, how we can all benefit from it. Welcome to Blue Lightning Healing Meditations. My name is Susie Parker Goins. I'm a channel, so I bring forward your guides so you can connect more easily with them, allowing you to have soul-deep conversations with them whenever you want. I'm also an energy healer, past life explorer, a teacher. My goal is to empower you by teaching you these techniques that you can use on your own. We work together to find and identify the blockages to your growth and release them, inviting you to explore your possibilities. I'm available for phone and virtual sessions. The best way to contact me is Susie, that's S-U-S-Y, Susie@BlueLightningHealing.com. Visit BlueLightningHealing.com for up-to-date information. Blessings.
I want to celebrate myself and the milestones that I hit. So I do, because why not? Like, we don't celebrate ourselves enough. We spend a whole lot of time telling ourselves how unworthy we are and how awful we are and how bad we are, but we don't celebrate the little wins on a day-to-day basis. But what I've learned is when I celebrate those wins, somebody who might not be in that headspace sometimes will look at that and compare. I try to make sure that, especially within the group, that we do that where it's, yes, today I'm celebrating this because 2 days ago, this is what happened. And we do that a lot. We do what's called a hand waggle because we're all on mute. We'll throw our hands up when we're in agreement and give them a shake. It's like the sign language applause.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
And it helps because when somebody's talking and they say, you know what, I just felt really weird because I had this like vibration and I got this ringing in my ear and I just feel really, and half the room's hand goes up and starts shaking because they've had a similar experience. You go, oh, I can keep talking. And let me tell you, and then you dig in deeper, you tell your truth. But because of those kind of things, and because of that way to do that, we will share in these groups sometimes when it is awful. You'll see those hands go up for that as well, where they're like, I can't meditate and it's making me crazy because Ari meditates all the time and she's doing really great. And I want to do that like Ari. And then I'll pop in and be like, dude, don't compare yourself because I've meditated every day, but probably only half of those times I've really felt connected. And of those times, only this time, you know, so it's a really cool way to just not worry about not being perfect.
Yeah, that's, I think, a really important point. So we don't all come out all polished, and sometimes spiritual growth and emotional healing and all of that is really, really messy. And if all you can do today is put on new underwear or something, that's frequently a big success. I don't see it as being easy. My guys are showing me like, no, it's not always this rainbow sparkly slide that you all go down, you know, and all that. You've got to dig deep and shadow. I've talked to Wyatt Larson about doing shadow work, and there are people who are afraid of what they're going to find. But to have an environment or a community that will do that, that will waggle their hands saying, yeah, I've experienced that too.
Yeah.
And I get where you're coming through that connection. I've heard people wonder out loud, it's like, can you do this work over Zoom? And I went, yeah, of course you can. Energy travels through time and space and all over the place. And it can certainly travel through a video monitor. It's energy. It's not limited except only by human concept, human perception. So to be able to make that connection digitally, it has been one of the biggest boons from this isolation and pandemic situation. And it's not a bad thing. It's okay.
No. And I think honestly, it's changing spirituality and the metaphysical world in such a big way. I mean, we have two passions in Awkwardly Zen. We have a passion for our members to create a safe place for them to explore their spiritual path. And then we also have a passion for our practitioners because there are so many brilliant practitioners out there who have zero idea either how to run a business or how to get to the people that need them. And so creating opportunities for people to find each other and to see who they need to be connected with has been such a cool blessing. And we have people who We'll see Lori Hewitt, who does Soul Counsel and Soul Path readings in Denver, who are from Seattle or who are from Florida, you know, and they're able to find each other because they're meeting in this online community. My friend Valerie, she has a meetup as well. I'm always going to say it wrong. I think it's Tarot Unicorns and Coffee, or Unicorns Coffee and Tarot. And she will flat out say, like, meeting Lori through Awkwardly Zen kickstarted her onto her actual path because she was able to have a reading and get that answer. And Lori gets a lot of credit in our world because she also is the one who said, hey, your soul council says you're supposed to start a meetup. And I was like, what? Why would I do that? She was absolutely right. I started it that day. And 2 days later, we had 60 members. And I went, oh man, I guess I got to do something with this. But the online world has made it so that we can connect. And I've now traveled multiple places and actually met our members in areas and got to hug them and love them. And it's such a cool blessing to do that. It's like, how amazing is this? Yeah.
That connection. I did an in-person event and there were people I had only seen online. And I was just like, oh my God, oh my God. So that's, I'm looking forward to that physical hugging. But I think having this online connection is what's gotten a lot of us through it.
Absolutely. Yeah. I had no idea when we started. I knew Awkwardly Zen was going to be something. I knew it. And I didn't know how or what was going to happen. I didn't know that we were going to be a year into it and have 2,400 members and have 10 locations.
Great.
And have all of these things and have our website. And we're about to put out our app so that people can more easily use our online community and connect with one another. So I didn't have any idea any of that was going to happen in this first year. But because of the connection and because of the spirit of it, people, they want to be a part of something that feels good. And my whole thing with Awkwardly Zen, if it doesn't feel good, it's not right. So yeah, we've got to do some things that aren't our favorite things to do, but at the end of the day, it's to make it feel real good for people. And so that's like our constant, like, wait a minute, something doesn't feel right. Everyone just stop. We're just going to be for a minute and then source will guide us. We'll figure it out. And the answer always comes. And I've tried to put that into my actual, like, real non-online life of, I don't know what the answer is, but I'm going to trust.
And I find that looking for the answer in unusual places, not the typical places, but opening up, and you can find answers all over the place. It could just be a phrase you keep hearing and stuff like that. I'm grateful that there is a place people can be so open and not competitive and stuff like that. So the setup of the website, I mean, I've been to the forum a little bit. I'll be straightforward. It's like, I haven't had the bandwidth for it right now.
Totally.
Someone signs up, becomes a member, and then I was able to friend somebody and you and...
Yeah, it's a lot like Facebook and what we're used to, but it's very different in the same boat because I couldn't afford Facebook. So we're at a different level with that. So basically it's a free online community. If you go to awkwardlyzen.com, right at the top, it'll say sign up for our community and you go and you fill it out and we don't spam, we don't do any of that, but you come in and then you can connect with one another. So you can connect with me. I'm Ari, A-R-I on there. And I try to connect with everyone who comes into the community. We'll see what happens as it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And then there's groups. So you can go in and you can say, these are the things that I like. And you can pick those groups and become a member of that group. And then you'll see the things that happen in that group. So let's say you really love crystals, but you don't know a whole lot about them, or you really love crystals and you do know a whole lot about them and you love to share about it. If you join our crystals group, then if somebody says, hey, here's a picture of a crystal, what is this? You can help figure out what it is. Or you can say, hey, what's a crystal that I should use for shielding? And people will give you their list of that. Or you can search in that group and find what's a good crystal for shielding. Or like energy healing. Let's say you were trying to figure out what modality you want to explore or learn about. You could ask about Reiki, or you could ask about body code or emotion code. And as we grow and as our content grows, that's where people can help each other out and figure that out. So we have that whole side of it. And then you also can connect with one another. And we talk about when our in-person events are, and you can also learn about our other events that are going on.
So are these like forums where people just type in stuff, or is it video or audio?
Wholeheartedly like Facebook. Like, it's going to feel a whole lot like that, just not quite as smooth. I'll be completely honest. So like, if you go on Facebook and you go to a group that you are a part of on Facebook, group, like the Sage Goddess group or something, then everything okay. that group does is within there. So you have a news feed, you have you have your own news feed, you also have the group's news feed. So you can click through both of those. Yeah. So you'll set up your own profile, you'll have a username, you put your pictures on, all of that. And then you can post on your own personal news feed, or you can post in one of the group's news feeds. And then that all comes on to one big news feed that everybody will see. Yeah.
Well, that sounds very doable. It's really like a
social media. It's just, we call it an online community because it's much less, has less stigma to it.
Yeah.
And we just had a meeting today. Behind the scenes, there's a lot of work going on to try to make sure that we are maintaining a safe space for everyone. So we have an ethics committee that meets and talks about how do we stay with our mission, and how do we make sure that we don't have people trying to be cult leaders, and how do we...
Oh, good. Thank you.
Yeah, right? Well, we joke all the time that we're not a cult because everybody talks about it. And when you hear us all get excited about it, or we all show up somewhere in our awkwardly zen shirts, people are like, what is happening? Because we all love it so much. I think probably three times a week I hear, but we're not a cult. But one of the things that we're working on is we're coming up with a class to teach people the red flags of things that are dangerous in spirituality, because it's scary out there. And there are people who don't have good intentions. And so that's one of the things that we want to help with is, hey, you're on this path and all of a sudden this quote unquote guru is telling you to sell all of your worldly possessions and come with them. Let's have a conversation about that first. Like, maybe let's check in. About that.
Oh my God, that's in my client agreement. When I have people sign them, I say something, my ethics are, I will not ask you to sell all of your assets.
I mean, that happens. You see these stories all the time. Yeah. And honestly, that class came from, because I was listening to a podcast. I love true crime. And I was listening to a true crime podcast, and it was talking about how this woman met this guy, and they were talking about their past lives and how they had been in all these lives together. And I turned to my COO, Amber, and I said, they could be talking about us. Like, they could be talking about one of our groups, and we have to protect ourselves. So let's teach people what to watch out for. Let's make sure that they understand. Yeah. Like, just because somebody slides in your DMs and says, hey, by the way, I think I had a past life with you, let's maybe double check that. And it's a hard thing. Like, how do you decide?
Yeah. Well, learning discernment, I think, is a really basic skill that people need to learn and to accept that you can trust spirit to guide you. But then there are times when you're going, maybe not so much there. So it's free will, maintaining sovereignty over your body, mind, and spirit.
Yeah. And realizing that, especially I think when you're new on your path and everything is so exciting, right? Every little thing is exciting and you want to do all the readings and all the things and all of that. It's so easy to trust everything. And what I always go back to is there were a few readings when I was going on where the message wasn't the same, right? Where all of a sudden something was off and it was like, okay, I've had enough readings and I've interacted enough. And now I'm starting to hear my guides more, and none of the rest of them are saying this. And it almost always was with a practitioner that was like, you need to see me every 2 weeks for or some sort of process. Yeah. And that's a red flag, right? It's a red flag. Yeah. Not that there aren't people who have a whole thing and they're great, right? There's whole training processes that you can do with people and coaching. And some of those people are amazing, but you got to really go inside and trust your instinct and find out other people. Because if there's something about how broken you are and how they need to fix you.
That's not okay. Yeah.
And it happens all the time. I mean, we see that in these communities that we're in where it's, I need to fix you. One of my least favorite things and my first red flag is when someone says, I have been told that I am here to teach you. And I'm like,
I'm not okay with that at all.
Well, and for me, like, have I been told that I'm here for a reason? Yes. Have I been told that these are the ways I should go? Yes. But had I ever heard anybody go in my head or in my spirit group or any of those things, have I ever heard anyone say, you have to do this?
No.
I sure have not, because we have free will and because we can do that. I'm always like, and I'm not saying it's not possible. I have no idea. Maybe some people's guides are like that, but I've done enough readings now and checked in with it. I have yet, only one person I did a reading for, was there a super intensity to it, and come to find out later on through multiple people who had done readings for this one person, that was a very unique situation where there was a changeling situation going on. And that person was trying to adjust all of us to think in a different way. And that was fascinating. And I got real excited because I was like, this is new. What's that? But I knew while doing that reading, like, I couldn't take that voice that was saying this very specific thing. It had to be put aside, because not how I read. I'm never going to tell somebody, you have to do this. I can't even imagine those words coming out of my mouth. And even when people ask me, like, my least favorite is my relationship going to last? And I always, I always laugh, and I'm like, you know what? First of all, and Kendara Laurel always says, you know the answer. That's her.
Like, yeah.
You know the answer on that. But I'll say, you know, let's see what the card says, but they're never going to tell you yes or no. It's not going to be very clear on this. I mean, I've had readings where I've been able to say, if you keep going on this path with this person in this way, it's not going to be easy, but that's common knowledge, y'all. Like,
those are some of my least favorite questions, is when am I going to meet the one? And my guides invariably will say, how's your relationship with yourself first? And there are so many people who don't want to hear that.
Totally. That's been a shock to me a little bit while starting to do readings. What I do, I called it intuitive tarot. And the reason I say that is because I don't really ever know how those messages are going to come through. And honestly, the cards are a crutch for me. Like, I like to have the pretty pictures to fall back on.
Yeah.
And the more I do it, the less I use the cards, but it's amazing to me how much I feel more comfortable with that. And I would highly suggest to anyone who's getting started on reading, use your crutch, be comfortable with it. Use the thing that makes you feel at ease so that you can get the messages. Like, I hear people all the time say, throw away the book. What? Why? Like, why? I get great insight. Now, I don't read the book to somebody because they can do that themselves, but I can tap.
And I sure don't memorize anything. I can't memorize anything. So I do it intuitively too. But yeah, it's a focal point to give you some place to jump off from. Yeah.
Well, and I also think sometimes it helps the person you're reading for, because it's intense. Mm-hmm. Across from somebody. So to be able to look at something is really nice.
Exactly.
And when I'm saying something, a message from their guides, and then the card backs that up. You and I did that in the MeWe.
Yeah.
The last MeWe fair that we did together, you and I kept backing each other up. Like, our messages were right on. So I was like, I like Susie. We're going to get along just fine. But it was so much
funny. I thought the same thing about you. I thought the same thing about you, Ari. It's like, oh my God, yes. Yeah, even better.
Yeah.
Okay. But having a place that I can go back to and refer to it, and honestly not getting caught up in drama, that makes me really happy to think that.
Me too. Actually, we just had a meeting about that. We had a leadership retreat this weekend, and we were talking about how to make sure we don't get caught up in the drama.
Oh,
how to keep that limited. And that's hard. It's a tough thing to do, because we want to encourage people to be themselves. And I will say, so far, I mean, we started the website on March 6th, and so far we've had so little anything that we've had to question, and paying a lot of attention, and we're doing that. And we shield it and every meetup and everything on a regular basis. That's part of the process of being a volunteer for Awkwardly Zen, is you add that to your list of things to do. And I do think it makes a difference. It makes a difference to just put the right energy around it and create this bubble. That being said, we are in a human world. And so it's like you and I were talking about, sometimes people will jump into our meetups and create havoc. And we've gotten to the point where we laugh about it and we kick them out. And you know, if you're looking for a group that never swears and there's never vulgarity, we might not be your group, but it's rare.
Yeah.
It's rare, but we're human. And sometimes it gets a little salty, but I mean, that's another one of our rules, is we try to stay away from anything too controversial. We don't talk about politics. We don't talk about sexuality. We don't talk about, like, vaccinations. We're not going to talk about vaccinations in a Zen Zoom. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
And that's why we have a moderator who guides that. And we then keep track of all of those things on our online media as well, because there's no point in starting fights like that. You have Facebook for that. You have Instagram for that. You have Twitter for that. You have all of these other locations for that. I love myself some days but we're not, that's not what we're for. Ours is about love and light. And how do we create a safe space?
Cool. And so the Zen Zooms are where the practitioners present their information.
So Zen Zooms are just an open conversation. And then we also have other events. So we have deep dives and we have special events, and that's where our practitioners come in and they teach. They either can come in and teach and then have a question section after, which is a deep dive, or the special events, which are actually some of my favorites, is where a practitioner comes in, talks a little bit about whatever it is that they are passionate about, and then they go into like a guided meditation, or they do little mini readings for people, or they or they have some sort of activity that they do. So like I'll be teaching a deep dive, a special event coming up here on August 8th. So this will probably be well past by then, but we probably have it recorded. So I'll be teaching that on how to get out of your own way with spirituality. And so I'll teach a little bit and then we'll run through a guided meditation. And then we'll also have an activity of like how to set intentions and how to do use affirmations in a way that isn't just you saying something you don't believe. So we'll talk about something like
awesome.
That. Yeah. Or then we have somebody like Brenda Hardwick who comes in, and sometimes she'll teach about angels, and then she'll do little mini readings in the session and do something like that. So special events are super fun. And we are just about to start panel events where we bring on a panel of experts and talk about a specific subject as well. So,
wow.
40 to 50 events a month.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It's a little crazy. Okay. But we have an army of volunteers. Yeah. We have an army of volunteers who runs all of that. Everybody's been through training. We have channeling practice that's once a month. We have psychic development class that's once a month. So there's a lot of different options. If you go to awkwardlyzen.com and look at our events, it'll kick you over to Meetup, and you can find a meetup that fits with your schedule or is in your time zone. At least that does help. But yeah, we're going to be growing. I think we'll probably be in, somewhere around 30 to 40 locations by the end of this next year that we're in. So, excited.
These are free to the public or free to members?
Everything is free as of right now. So we will always have free events, and we will always have the online community be free. That's across the board. That has been very clearly told to me because we want to make sure everyone has the ability. We do, we're in the process of starting some paid classes and courses that if you want an extra level up in some of this education, if you've dipped your toe into chakras, but you want to know more, you can buy a course. We also want to create a platform for our practitioners to be able to share their information in a different way too. So we'll also have some of them have their courses and classes on our profile or on our platform as well. And those will be things that you can pay for, but we're trying to create a safe space for that as well. And so that people can find a place they can trust who is teaching. So everybody is vetted. We don't ever let anyone just randomly come in and teach. They have to go through me. That's been a huge difference with that. I'm pretty good. I trade readings with everybody who comes through so that I make sure that it's something that I feel really strong about. Or if it's somebody who has worked with multiples of our practitioners, then I still meet with them to make sure that the vibe is right. And what I say to everybody who comes in is come and hang out with our community because we're different. We're different. And you got to feel the vibe of it. You got to understand what we do and how we are. And, you know, every once in a while, a practitioner will come into a Zen Zoom and I can just feel their energy and they feel like they're better than us. And if you feel like you're better than us, you are not one of our practitioners. Our practitioners are a part of it all, but that happens and that's okay. Like there are people who are looking for that big personality to guide them, and you do you. Like, that's okay. It's just, that's not what we're about. Ours is about like being there together and working through it all as a team. So
yay.
Yeah.
That sounds so cool. I've got to get all my editing done so I can get the podcast put to bed for a bit. Cause the sooner I get that done, I'm definitely taking a couple of months off from the podcast, but that'll be October.
Well, the nice thing is that there's always something going on. It's very rare that we have a day that there's not something. So people can tap in, and we have some things in the morning and some things not. As we're talking about stretching into Europe, we're going to have even more because we're going to have things at different times. So we're really excited about what that looks like and how that happens. I have no idea. I trust it's going to happen. The people are going to step up who need to be there. And it's worked so far. So we're just going to keep going.
Wow. That is definitely an example, a prime example of just going with it and getting out of your way to think that you've grown so much so quickly. That's amazing. That's amazing, Ari.
Yeah. And I'm so grateful. One, I'm grateful for the insight that was handed to me, and to be the person who got to be at the head of this and let it happen has been such a blessing, but also to watch how it's not about me. It's about all of these people coming together and creating something so magical. And yeah, I'm going to be the voice of it, and I get to talk about it, and I get to do the public speaking. But the reality is that I am just a vessel for this. And so to be able to hang out with all of these cool people has just been such a blessing with it. And I mean, we've had over 40 volunteers who have stepped up and just taken on this role and help us make things happen. And every day I get new requests for, hey, I want to volunteer. Hey, I want to volunteer. And that's becoming a job all on its own, is because I'm like, I don't know where to put you. Hold on. But I will. And so I think big things are going to be happening this night. I know big things are going to be happening this year. And I'm so grateful for the opportunity to be a part of it.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you so very much. This has been, oh man, I'm so excited for you, and I'm excited to like jump into it and go play and see what's going on. I so love the idea that you are creating this safe space. And then I think therefore it becomes sacred space, which is important to spiritual growth, so that we can call in those things that are going to help people grow in the way that is good for them. I appreciate so much the time you're taking and all the information you've given us. Yeah. Ari Hunterford, she does do good tarot readings, and it's great fun when you see her go, oh, I got it. Yay.
Yeah. There's no mute on my face. Like, I'm like, oh, yay, let's do it. So yeah, I get it.
I do the same thing. Yeah. I try to have my game face on, but like we talked about earlier, sometimes it doesn't, but it is so confirming to have another practitioner get the same information. It validates so many things, not only the reading itself, but that we're all on the same path and we're tapping into that same well of information and divinity. Okay. So thanks. This has been a great time. Any final thoughts from you, Ari?
No, I don't think so. I'd love to see all of you at awkwardlyzen.com, or if you go on Meetup and look up Awkwardly Zen, we'll show up. And Susie, I hope you come teach with us soon, because I think everyone will love you.
So grateful. Yeah.
I'm all about partnerships.
Yay. Thank you so much. I appreciate the invitation, and I am certainly going to take you up on that. Yeah. I get listening to my discernment, my heart is just like cracking open and going, yes, this is what you can do, but it's in your time, and everything's going to be great. So I'm very excited to connect with people who have that groundedness and that down to earthness that I like. Pretension really ticks me off. So to be able to come in and drop the occasional F-bomb, or, you know, look at somebody and go, really? And have fun with it, but to not, I love non-judgy places. Oh God, I can't tell you how uplifting that's going to be. Thanks. Check out awkwardlyzen.com. And this has been Susie Parker Goins of Blue Lightning Healing and Ari Hunterford of Awkwardly Zen. And I look forward to seeing everybody over there. And until next time, blessings. That wraps up another episode of Blue Lightning Healing Meditations. My name is Susie Parker Goins. Visit my website at www.bluelightninghealing.com to find out what I'm thinking about, and what events I'll be at, both in person and online. Thanks for listening. And until next time, blessings.